Hi, and welcome. Welcome to this marvelous episode today about taking responsibility of your life. You can be the architect of your life. You can be the architect. Seriously, you can be the designer. You can brand yourself to what you want. What do you stand for? Who are you? What are your aspirations? What are your ambitions? Are you achieving them, or are you on the road to achieve them? Right. So, you know, I often meet a lot of people and they really seem to hate their life, you know. They might not tell you that they hate their life, but from their discussions, just a lot of negativity, you know. You know, they said you have to be careful with what you say with your mouth, because you can open your mouth and you think that you are just talking, but you are creating. You are designing, depending. What are you designing for yourself? What are you designing for your family? What are you designing? What are you actually really designing or creating? You know, we have to be careful with what we are saying, what we are doing, and making sure that our actions are matching our words. Be very, very careful. Right. I meet a lot of people, and every day they seem to be talking about, oh, my job. I don't like my job, the way the manager, the way this person, the way that job is not even helping me. I don't even know what to do. But they're going to that job for donkey years, but they keep moaning about it. Yeah. They're complaining. My spouse has done this to me. How can I be the one caring for the children by myself? This is not going well. They moan, they complain. Oh, I don't have a car, or I need to drive, I need to change my car. This car is a nuisance. They moan. Oh, this house, I don't like this house I'm living in. This is not the quality of life I'm supposed, the quality of life I'm supposed to be experiencing at this time in my life. I'm not supposed to stay in this house. They moan about their homes. They're miserable in many things in their lives. And they think that, so you know, they think that it's somebody's fault. Or if not because of this person that made this thing, I should have done this or that. You know, there's always somebody that they think they can blame. You know, I really feel sorry for these people. When are you going to start living your life according to your design? You've been made whole with a brain. When are you going to take matters into your hands to say, this is what I want to be doing? You know, they think they have hopes and dreams and wishes for their life. And they somehow just think that, you know, it is not ending in the way that they like or the way they had planned it. They are disappointed in themselves. And some of them think that it's just by saying, oh, this time next year will be this or that. And what you say, it is enough. You know, and then when it doesn't happen, they are very sad and they feel so disappointed in their lives. Sad that it may be, but today I'm telling you that there is good news. You can change all of this. You can be the architect of your life. There is good news. You can change. You know, you are, you know, let's use the car scenario where, you know, you have a car, you get in, you are the driver, you have to the steering, the gear, you have to do everything to get that car moving. Isn't it? So once you are capable, you know, using the car scenario, like you are responsible to drive that car. But a lot of people still don't get it. But let me just kind of break it down. Now, belief. Let's use belief. The first part of you becoming an architect of your life is actually really to believe it. It's not just about saying in your brain and in your mind. Have you consciously made a decision and believe that this is what you want to be? You have to believe that you are capable of creating your own life and circumstances. You have to be able to have control over every choices, everything that happens in your life. You have to make sure that you are having control over this. You are capable. You know every bit and pieces about why certain things are happening. And you are capable of making your choices. If you're in a miserable job, start planning. Make a roadmap about how you can live to a better job that you can feel happy. If you are in a miserable marriage, do something about it. Stop talking and not taking action. See seek support from the relevant services. Listen, I am an action taker. Anybody that has been around me and the people that I support, they know that they have to be able to take ownership and responsibilities for their life, to create their lives and their dreams to what they want, and they must be able to put in the work. You also need to take into consideration that there will be a lot of noises around and people will be telling you different things. You choose to respond to things, you know, to the things in your life. You make choices about how you respond to those things. There are many things, I know, there are many things in your life that are beyond your control. Yes, there are many things. But you have to be able to take actions about how you choose to respond to those things. You know, you have to be able to make a decision about how you choose to what you respond to. Things that are above your control, you cannot control it. Move forward. Don't hang in there. Don't just get angry or upset about things that you have absolutely no control over. You know that within your mind, you can't do nothing about it. Why are you adding more insult to the injury? Why are you worrying about it? Pick and choose the things that you can manage and move forward and maintain a constant state of happiness. Now, to design your life, designing your life is like, for example, you bought a piece of land and you are going to build a nice house there. Would you just hire any kind of contractor, roadside corner people to go and build you that house, a place where you've bought so much with so much money and you are planning to build the house of your life, and you would just pick anybody to build that house for you? Would you, of course, not hire an architect who can create the plans for your approval and the building and the perfect house that you want? Would you not do that? That house would just be designed for you according to your taste. You know? The house will be designed by a skilled general constructor. Somebody who is skilled. Somebody who knows what they are doing. Would you just pick anybody who doesn't know anything and ask them to go and build your house? This is how life is. Life is exactly the same. You can pull out of a journal or piece of paper and write some creativity, some dreaming and some strategizing. You can come up with a plan to design the life you want. How many of you have actually sat down sometimes to review your year, to put down what you actually want in paper and start working towards achieving the goals? How many people have you actually really designed it the way you want? And actually really made your specifications? Well, I think that it looks very dramatic, but believe me, the only thing that is holding you back, if you are limiting beliefs, you are limiting thinking and minimizing your thought process. You just think that you are just saying that you don't know your thoughts can create your life. Your thoughts. If you just reflect everything that you have really thought about a little bit in your life, don't you see that those things have materialized? Why can't you not amplify this and spend time in thinking and designing? I'm sure you must have seen a lot of famous people that had nothing. They decided to create the life that they want just by imagination, by their thoughts. And then they put in the work. Wow. I do not believe that there's anything like luck. Plan and design for things, and then grace and then favor will follow you because you start taking little actions. Every success that you have would have something to do with the right mindset. strategically to design your life. Study and learn. Study and learn. If there's something that you think you're not capable of doing, there's a lot of information on the YouTube, online, free information. Sometimes you don't even have to pay. You know, you can tap into 100 of resources, and you can have mentors, books, websites. There are a lot of people who can help you to put your plan into place. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you just accustomed to waking up in the morning, going to that job that your parents told you to study, work hard, go to school and have a job? That's what you were told. Now, what blueprints are you changing? That's what your parents told you to do. You are still relying on it to today. Yes, it might have helped you, but things are changing. You now have to come with your own theory, yeah, using your own brain and not what your parents told you. Begin to look for opportunities. There are opportunities everywhere. They don't just come up to smack you in the face and say, look, this is the opportunities, but you have to consciously go looking for them. Start something. Do something. Do something. Well, the rest is up to you. As far as I know, we only have one life. Your life can either be one where you settle for less, you settle for nothing, a life of mediocrity, and a life of being an average person, or just someone who is just comfortable. Or your life can be brilliant, it can be magnificent, it can be joyful, you can be able to achieve all your goals, you can set a blueprint for your children, you can set a blueprint for your generations, you can stop this art of waking up in the morning every day and going to work, because that is what you are doing. You are planning, you know, especially if you have children, this is what you are putting into them, to do the same thing. Are you not seeing that? This is not working. It's having a detrimental effect on your health, and this is what you want to give down to your generation. What are you doing to stop it? At least, if you start doing something, if it doesn't work, you raise your hands up to say, you know what, I did everything to try and change the course of this blueprint, but it didn't happen, you know. But your children or your everybody that around you is saying that you are trying to break that foundation, and they will carry it going forward to change it. But if you don't start, or if you don't even do it and change the course of your direction, of your family lineage, who else can do it? This is very serious. This is very serious. You cannot continue to do the same thing. Expect your children to do the same thing. It is not right. The world is changing. We must also learn to adapt and change and do things that are fit for the generation of children that we are bringing forward. So, if you're someone that has been listening and you've been looking around, you don't know where to start to change your life. You don't know where to start to change this blueprint, to start doing something for yourself. There are a lot of things out there that you can do. If you think you don't know where to go or what to do and you just want to have a chat about it, how you can switch it. I make use of the online space passively, and I do things that will be able to generate money, not at the detriment of my health, passively. Getting me money on a daily basis. Money. Time is money. That thing is really true. Time, every day, every hour, you should be earning money. Apart from the one that you are working, maybe you got a job somewhere, you know? But there are things you can do. If you're interested and you want to really learn more, and you want something that you can do, and you want to have a conversation, a discussion about it, let me know as well. Be more than happy to help you. So I hope this episode has really, really helped to open up your mind and your brain to know that you are the architect of your life. You are the designer of your life. Right now, start planning, start doing something, start changing the blueprint of your family. Even if you're comfortable now, having money that is enough to pay your house rent and live comfortably, but you don't want this for your children to rush. In the morning, rushing and going. Even if they have to do that, let them do it with joy and knowing that they have a source of income coming from somewhere and not being reliant